Also opening in a few days is Rain Over Me, the movie with Adam Sandler and Don Cheadle, but looks at the aftermath of what happened on September 11th to a couple New Yorkers. I'd like to thank everybody for listening in today. I think my good friend Daryl Wiener, Wiener's Barbecue, is coming up soon if he's back from his trip. I understand Daryl was interviewing people all over the place. And also, if you like foreign movies, The Namesake is actually an English movie, but it's got a good subject matter about interracial dating that's worth seeing. Thanks for listening. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9, and we'll see you soon at the movies.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I know you're excited for today's show, and I am extremely excited about today's show. The commercial, what we just put on before with Eddie Murphy, I can't stop laughing at that one. Delirious. I think I laughed so hard on that comedy show. It was the best show I've ever heard. But okay, what's today's show about? Today's show, we have one of the most exciting shows of all time. I'll tell you why. In our 53-week history, we've never before invited a second guest on a second time. This record is now going to be broken. For the very first time, we're going to bring back a guest based on popular demand. Even more interestingly than that, listener out there, I know this is hard to believe, but these are the facts. The guest we have on the show today is the man that taught me everything I know. You may consider him like the godfather, and I am the grandson, or the father and the son, or the mentor and the protege. And so what I'd like you to do is curl up by the fire and listen to Grandpa talk his great wisdom. So we're excited to have him. But before we get there, a couple of things I want to cover first. First thing I want to do is, I want to mention last week's show, a little tease. Oh, it was fantastic. Tony Bark, he is a partner at Deloitte, one of the largest consulting service firms in the world. And he gave a candid view or opinion on interviews, and I called it Confessions of an Interviewer. If you missed the show, it was a must hear because he was so honest. I've never before heard so much honesty from someone from such a high level in a company. I've podcasted that show. That means you can listen to it if you missed it. So go to www.citr.ca, and the show's called Confessions of an Interviewer with Tony Bark, partner at Deloitte. Awesome, awesome interview. What else? Oh, I always like to start the show with a quote. Did you know that 40% of people that live in this area on average have either a British or Canadian descent? That means 60% do not have one of those two descents, which means what? Which means they come from other countries, which means there's a massive influx of immigrants into this country, which is unbelievably positive for the market. And this is a good segue to today's show because we're going to be talking a lot about that. So what I want you to know is no matter where you lie in the spectrum, you are most likely and often are hired by someone with a similar background to you. That's the beauty of Canada. It's so diverse. So that's great. The other thing is this. That's a quote of the quote of the week. More of a sentence of the week. The other thing is, I always call it the top one. The top question I receive on a weekly basis. Well, I had an individual ask me recently, does it matter if I have an accent? Is that a negative thing? And I discovered that there are three things that come with those who do not have English as a first language. First is your vocabulary. Second is clarity. And third is your accent. So yes, accent is an issue, but it's not the most important element. If you have a good vocabulary, you speak clearly, it's okay to have an accent. And by the way, some people don't want an accent. There are actually schools out there that offer accent reduction programs. Accent reduction programs, believe it or not. But listen, we're a diverse country. We accept accents. It's just the idea of you want to be able to connect with people, and that's the way to do it. So I am very, very excited. Now's the time, moment of truth, to introduce you to Russell Garrett. He is the president of Protocol Business Solutions and a career consultant, and is currently in a program for skilled immigrants at Douglas College. And Russell, are you there? Okay, hold on. Let's get you on the air here. Let's hold on. You're there.
I'm there.
Okay, great. So good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show again, Philip.
Absolutely. I couldn't resist. I know we got such a flood of inquests about the show. And one of the things I really liked about the work you do, and we're going to get into it because I know you're extremely passionate about it, but just tell us, why do you do this kind of work?
Well, I've always had a passion for helping people succeed in their life and careers, and when you start seeing the success and the thankfulness of people, and you know that they wouldn't have achieved it on their own, it's a real driving force for me, and that's what pushes the buttons for me.
I know you're a very humble man, so I'm going to toot your horn a bit so that the listener listening saying, I can't not leave this show, I have to listen to the whole show, and I have to go get my family and friends and everyone. Why do you, you know, by the way, listener, we, Russell and I used to work together. We used to help train professionals find work in the city. And often people with, you know, engineering backgrounds, technical backgrounds, graphic designers, doctors, everything, CEO level, CFO. Russell was without, you know, it wasn't spoken much around the office, but he was considered one of the best. So Russell, just tell me, what's one of the reasons why you have an ability to connect with the people you work with and create such success?
Well, I think it's come over years of working with individuals. I think listening is always a big part of it, and hearing what the needs of the person are. But having a network of connections that you can then lead them to, and then having the answers to give to them is really what makes it all happen. So, you know, I've been able to gain some experience over the years, understanding the way the market works and how to connect people with the right people at the right time. And that's what really brings the synergy of career success.
Okay, and you're finding – okay, great. So, folks, for those listening, by the way, if you are new to the country, this show is a must listen. If you are not new to the country, this is a must listen, because Russell specializes and he's just so passionate about a lot of subjects around statistics and what's opportunities out there. And we're going to about to jump into that. But I want you to be listening to the show with clear attention. And Russell, before the show, we were talking about what you were excited about. It was very interesting. You said there's a lot of opportunities, but there's also a little warning out there, and there's a way to kind of anticipate the warning or be prepared for this. What were you talking about?
Well, the business growth that is anticipated in our market is over 1 million jobs within this province over the next decade. So that represents about a quarter of our population. So we know that there's just no way that our current population can really satisfy the needs of business growth. And part of the reason why is we have so many people retiring. The baby boomers are leaving the workplace. So even our laws are changing, trying to extend people's retirement age up to 70 to try to retain these valuable people. And so what's happening is the entire market is turning towards skilled immigration to solve the skill shortages of the market. So that means two things. One is that the skilled immigrants have to learn how the market works. So there's a real challenge for them, and they have to change their tactics because it doesn't work the same way here as it did in their countries. And then for employers, the employer has to change their strict hiring practices to make room for this growing area of talent that's here in the market, because the old hiring practices are not going to work if they're going to resolve the skill shortages that they're going to face, because candidates have too many choices.
You know what? I think we've just identified the entire show today, a two-pronged approach. How do you sell yourself as an immigrant? And as an employee, how do companies need to adapt to the new changing labor market? I love it.
Absolutely. And I'll give you a quote from Ken Wiecke, who's one of the senior PNGs at AMIC. What he said was, it doesn't matter what country you come from. It doesn't even matter if your English is perfect. But he said, we have to know as an engineer that you can do the job and that you can write technical reports. He said, an engineer is an engineer. If you can do those two things, then we can use your skills in our company. AMIC is one of the greatest engineering companies in this market, and this is spoken by a senior exec in the company. And if this is the way that employers feel, then immigrants have to realize that they can meet these needs through addressing the areas that employers see that they need. And if they do that, then it really doesn't matter where you're from, because the employer has a job to do. If you can do it, that's what's most important to them.
It's interesting you say that, Russell. We once, when we were working together, we had a client come in. He found work as an architect, and his English was hideous. And I'm not shying away from that. And he even said it, my English was terrible. But they weren't hiring me to be an English teacher.
Exactly right.
So that's,
he had architectural skills, and they needed them, and that's what brought the job offer.
Okay, let's just focus today's show totally on those. I guess we call them immigrants, or those who are new to the country.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So if you're not an immigrant, don't run away yet. If you have a friend who's an immigrant, if you know anybody that's new to the country, if you anticipate knowing anyone that's new to the country, this show is exactly designed for you. So let's get started. Russell, tell me, how does someone new to this country sell themselves to employers so that the employer doesn't say, well, you don't have any. What is it?
Right. Transferable skills or
Canadian experience.
Or Canadian
or
experience.
Local experience. Yeah.
Certainly. Well, let me just preface that answer to what you'd said to any of the people that are listening today that are Canadian residents or live and have been raised in this country. The same principles that apply to skilled immigrants really apply to anyone in this market. And as you and I know, Philip, we're constantly meeting people halfway through their careers that are just learning how this market works. If they could have learned it earlier in their career, they'd be far more advanced in their career development. So when it comes to skilled immigrants, they need to learn that many skilled immigrants have come before them and employers have offered them Canadian experience and an opportunity to show and use their skills. It has to do with how you approach the market. You have to understand that this market is relationship-based. And if you don't understand the hidden job market, that will be a major, major challenge.
Okay, so I think you've touched on a very big issue. I've heard a lot about this hidden job market. And is there a way of simplifying it so that the listener basically understands and is sold on the idea that they need to tap into it?
Absolutely. If you add up all of the advertised positions, whether it be in the newspaper or on the internet, you add up all of the recruiters and agencies together, it can be between 15 and 20% of the market. The majority of the jobs that are in the market will never be advertised because employers don't need to advertise. They can find good people through their own network and through their own employees. And so if people understand that they have to go out and look for work and be proactive and find these opportunities, then the hidden job market is not so hidden. It just becomes a way of approaching companies you want to work for through social networking or calling companies and saying, I'm very interested in what you're doing, I have these skills, and I'd like to talk about future opportunities.
Well, can't they go to the website called www.hiddenjob.com?
Well, not that I'm aware of. I wish it was that easy. But, you know, I have a great story from Cintas, which is one of the uniform companies, and they're in the top 50 employers in this market.
Yes.
20 applications came in over one weekend at their company. And so they use a computer database to sort through all of them because they feel like that's a fair way of dealing with candidates that approach them. But Ken McCrum, who's the president of the company, he said 7,500 applications came in for 45 jobs that they had applied for in that year. And he said, but note this, 90% of the 147 people that we employ, we hired through word of mouth.
Wow.
So the impact of the way employers look for work needs to be understood by the job seeker. You have to look for work the way employers are looking for you.
Wow. And that's the answer to that question, you have to look for work the way employers are looking for you, is the question I want to ask you after the break. You'll be there?
I'll be here.
Okay, good. So we're about to go to break. During the break, it's what I call rapid fire Q&A. It's an opportunity for you to call in the show and ask any question you want, of course, career related, to Russell Garrett, president of Protocol Business Solutions. We're very excited to have him on the show, guru in the industry, career counselor, also currently working with Douglas College on an amazing project working with skilled immigrants. So we're happy to have him. We're going to break. During the break, it's your chance to give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's area code 604-822-2487. We'll see you in about a minute and 24 seconds.
Student made, student featured, UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
I gotta go.
You are proudly listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You are listening to a show, a very, very dynamic show entitled Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed and only designed and tailored to help you land your dream job. And today's focus is on those who are new to the country, foreign-trained workers, skilled-trained workers. And we're very, very excited to have a professional and an expert in this area, Russell Garrett, president of Protocol Business Solutions. Russell, before the break, we were talking about how you have to be where the employers want to find you. How do we do that?
Well, it's very important to understand that employers are visionaries, and they're looking ahead always at how they can grow and succeed in their business. So they're always looking for good people. So if you constantly talk to people that you meet and know, what'll end up happening is you'll start to connect with people in the market. So a really good phrase to use is, do you know any places I could go or look and people I could talk to when you're socially interacting with people? And that will generate opportunities that you can then follow up on to find out employment opportunities within companies. The second area that's really critical is to target companies that you want to work for rather than waiting for someone to advertise to say, I need someone like you, which is the wish list, as we call it, or the posting. So if you target the companies that you're very interested in, then you proactively begin to pursue the best opportunities that would fit for your career. And if you do that, you'll generate interviews before long, and your success will soon be yours. Many times people end up with two or three job offers at the same time when they gain momentum looking for work this way.
Well, I would like to ask our listener right now, how many of you would like multiple job offers? It'd be interesting to see how many hands are going up. So I want to just recap. You mentioned two very invaluable points, so valuable I want to repeat them. So a good way to network with people and is to say this phrase, do you know any places I could go or people I could talk to?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that'll give kind of create an open dialogue, and then they'll share with you a bit.
Absolutely.
The other thing I'm going to pick your brain, because I get this question all the time from people. You're telling me to approach companies that aren't necessarily, that don't have any job postings? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, I'm wasting my time. They don't have a job posting.
Well, it's important to realize that many companies will never advertise because they don't need to. But a keen manager who's looking for good people constantly entertains individuals of interest. And they keep a file that is not the human resources file, which is usually filled with hundreds or even thousands of resumes that they keep on file for 6 months. But the decision maker, the employer, they keep a file of people of interest that have approached them or people they've met through social contacts or even professional contacts or people that have been referred to them. And this file usually consists of maybe half a dozen people. And it's best to be in that pile. And if you're in the pile of hundreds or thousands of resumes, obviously your success is going to be much lower. And too many people look for work that way with nothing but frustration.
Well, let me ask you here. Have you ever been in a hiring position?
Absolutely.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did. I always had people of interest in my file. In fact, if they were working by the time I needed them, if I was very interested, I would try to hire them out of the position they were in because I knew that they were the people that I needed to succeed in the tasks that I had in the company at the time.
Wow. You mean if you saw someone who was talented and they could fit your company, you would actually go after them?
Well, my success is determined by the people that surround me. No manager is an island. You have to have good people around you. And so keen managers are always thinking this way because their success is determined by these people.
You know what's really interesting right now is that many individuals who possibly get into career counseling have a counseling background. What's really unique about you, and I think this is one of the reasons why you're able to contribute so much to individuals and their career success, is because you come also from behind the desk as a manager.
Yes, I do have both, and that gives me a good insight on how to deal with things from an employer's perspective. So the things that I'm sharing with the listening audience today is not just things that I've read, but things that I've done in business that have worked for me.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. There's a question that actually just came to me right now. I know you mentioned this at the beginning of the show, why you do this, but I'm really interested what gets you up in the morning.
Well, what gets me up in the morning is helping people succeed. The success that I thrive on is seeing others succeed in their goals. And if I can help someone along the way, I feel very fulfilled. And that fulfillment is what drives me and really makes up the passion that I have to see people succeed in their careers and lives.
You know what? And that line, let's go a little step, one step further. Is there someone you've worked with recently that has given you that kind of satisfaction having worked with them and seeing them succeed? Have someone come to mind?
Absolutely. I had a client who came from Russia, and she had a background teaching globalization in a university. When she got here, she thought it would be quite easy to get a job in the same area, but found out that that wasn't the case. So she began to look at other areas. So I talked with her about some of the hot areas of this market, and one of them that seemed to strike a chord for her was the tourism industry. So we began to work towards getting her some training in tourism as well as her professional instructor's diploma. And she now has started working for local tourism colleges delivering this curriculum. And she's actually flown to display the success of her career development to other skilled immigrants because she just did everything so well.
Wow, and I'm assuming she listened to what you had to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. She's so eager and one of those people that is just a thrill to work with. So,
you know, that's one thing I learned about career. It's not like putting on makeup or going to a movie. They have to be already pre-convinced. So right now, if you're skeptical and this is not striking a chord with you, then stop listening. You know, I think we're directly talking to the people that are motivated to move forward in their life and they want more. Is there another person that comes to mind, Russell? I love these stories.
Absolutely. I had an individual who was from Brazil, and when he came to one of the programs that I was working with, he told me, he said, it's just myself, my wife, and my two boys here, and I just don't have any network here. And I said, well, don't worry, you can develop a network. So I trained him on how to develop a network, how to make those contacts. And 2 months after that, he landed just an amazing job with the United Nations as an environmental engineer. And he told me at the time he accepted that position that he had more networking contacts here in Vancouver than he had in Brazil.
And all in that short period of time?
2 months, yeah.
2 months.
He worked very hard at it, and he did his follow-up well. And he's just a great person, so socially connecting with people was something he enjoyed, and he did it very well.
He made more social networks in two months in a new country than he did in his entire life in his native country.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that one. Oh, that's very, very good. I absolutely love that. One of the things you mentioned, which was really interesting, was about how there's a need for people. It's a hot labor market, yes?
Yes. Okay.
And you said some interesting statistics, how there's a need, and the governments are needing to do certain things to attract and fill this need. So what are the opportunities in that those statistics, and what are the maybe the shortfalls, or what are the risks involved in that process, in this situation?
Well, the Ministry of Economic Development is the one that's analyzing our market continually, and the opportunities really exist in two areas. One is major business growth. There's 1 million job opportunities within the next decade here in British Columbia, and those are going to be attributed to two things, business growth and succession, people leaving the market. The estimated change is going to be 71% of people will leave their jobs in the next 10 years due to retirement.
Say that number again?
71% in the next 10 years and 41% in the next 5 years. And also the reduction of our birth rates means that our population here cannot resolve it. So the challenge is for business to realize that we have an opportunity to accelerate our business opportunities by being aware of what's happening, or lose out on opportunities because we think that things are going to continue as they were.
Oh my gosh! So this is a real statistic. This is really happening.
This is really happening. That's also information from the Business Development of Canada.
Fantastic. That's amazing. So, listener out there, you're saying to yourself, "Well, it's a great market. Why do I even have to try? It's really easy to find work." After the break, I'm going to continue peppering Russell Garrett, president of Protocol Business Solutions, and asking him, even though it's a hot market, it's still about finding work that you want and tailoring your job search that way. So that's, or your dream job search, I like to call it. And so we're going to about to take a break. You'll stick with us, Russell, right? Till the end? Okay, good. We're almost done. Now we have about 5 minutes left. During the break, it's going to be an opportunity for you to give us a call, 604-822-CITR, 822-2487. We'll see you in just a moment. You can learn a bit about UBC Rec. Talk to you soon. We'll be back in a sec.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Listening to a show specifically tailored and sculptured and designed to help you find work you love and nothing less. I always say that it's better to tap into the hidden dream job market than the hidden job market. And we were talking about this today, and I'll add a reason for that. And that's because it's easier to find work that you're motivated about than to find work you're not motivated about. Try finding work that you're not interested in. Let me tell you, it comes across in your application and in your interviews. It just doesn't work. So it's easier. Get this. It's easier to find the kind of work you want than that you don't want. And one of the things we were talking about before the break with Russell Garrett, that was the issue of, you know, since it's such a hot market, it's easy to find work, isn't it? What do you think?
Well, easy is an interesting word. It really has to do with doing the right things at the right time. And in my experience, it's not always the most skilled person that gets the job, but it's the person that knows how to look for work the best that gets the job. So the job searching skills of the individual are critical. You have to know how to research the market. You have to know how to build a list of companies that you want to work for. You have to know how to approach them, interview with them, get them interested, and sustain their interest so that they'll make you a job offer and really be willing to pay you.
That's the thing, right? Even exchange of services, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so in fact, in the end, there is a justification for the work we're doing. Is that right?
There is.
Okay, great. Why not? We just bought ourselves a job. Great. Well, we're coming near the end, and at the end of all my shows, everyone knows, I always ask a surprise question of the guest. And Russell, you're the guest, so get ready.
Where are we?
It's a question that I call the graveyard secret. The reason I call it the graveyard secret is because it is a secret that you would usually take to the graveyard because it's so valuable to you in your career. But because I've asked you so nicely on the air and you have nowhere to go, I would ask you right now to think about a secret to success that you would typically take to the graveyard, but which you're willing to share over the air today about careers and the kind of work you do working with skilled professionals, and that kind of thing. Any thoughts?
Well, I think something that's a real part of my inner fabric as a professional is that you really need to focus on other people. And if you focus on other people, your success will automatically come. Your success is not going to be determined by stepping on people's backs and trying to climb a corporate ladder without considering those around you. But if you have a sincere interest in people, then automatically things will fall in your lap because what goes around comes around. And I firmly believe that, and it's been apparent in my own career.
And it led to a lot of your success.
Absolutely.
So don't step on others' back. Work with people. Believe in them. And I just love it. Great words of advice. Russell, I want to end the show saying that this has been Russell Garrett. We've been speaking with him. He's president of Protocol Business Solutions. He also works on currently working with Douglas College. If people have any questions, they want to tap into your expertise, how do they reach you?
They can reach me by calling my telephone number, which is 778-229-6657. And I'll be more than happy to help anyone with their career.
Okay, say that number again.
It is 778-229-6657.
Russell, I'd like to thank you again for coming on the show. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful, and hopefully we'll have you on again.
It's been great to be back. Thank you.
Thanks, Russell. You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed and tailored to help you find work you love, nothing less. We will see you next week, where you will continue, of course, to learn how to do what you love, make a ton of money, and always, always be unstoppable.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right